For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now we have a special guest, Sweet Georgia Pam, in here. And it's Sweet Georgia Pam. You're a dream interpreter. What is your exact title?
Yeah, I'm a spiritual director and dream coach. I do dream interpretation through my website, but also do dream coaching sessions where we can talk about patterns of dreams. And
dreams are sort of like your subconscious talking to you. So you can actually, from a dream, even though it's not exactly what's going on in your dream, you can read into it, right?
Yeah, they're metaphorical in nature. So it's the raw unconscious material that you take in every day.
Right. So we brought you in because I saw an article that 65% of the workforce actually dreams about work. 65%. That's very high.
Mm-hmm. And that is not surprising to me.
Right. Obviously, we spend so much time at work. What is the reason that people dream so much about work?
Yeah. So dream symbols are emotionally charged images, right? So everything that we take in at work, a lot of that has to do with anxieties. We get new challenges at work. We have to work with people that are unfamiliar to us or try to integrate them into some familiarity. So we take in lots of different anxieties at work.
And so it makes sense that we should dream about work. It's such a bummer. You spend 40 hours. You're just trying to do everything you can to get away. And then you go to sleep and there you are.
But my work dreams are always like something terrible happening. That's like my worst fear is like messing up at work and something terrible happening.
Right.
But it's never really like great work dreams that I have. It's always something terrible.
Always something
it's
tragic.
All the anxiety and all the stress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dreams are like a pressure valve release, right? So when you have a lot of built up stress, mm-hmm. which in this job you might have a good bit of built up anxiety and stress.
Think?
Yeah, you get that pressure valve relief, right? So the stress is the stuff that comes out in the dream.
The typical radio dream, if you want to know, is that there's dead air and there's nothing we can do about
yeah.
it. Like my radio dream is that there's dead air, there's no music, there's no nothing except me, and that I must just talk forever. Which is also the nightmare of our listeners, I think. All right, if you've had a dream, you want interpretation of it, you want to ask, what does this mean? It's been killing me. 404-741-0985. And we already have a woman on the phone here who had a very disturbing dream about her stepdaughter. With a happy ending, though, which is good. We like that. We'll have her on next. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now, Sweet Georgia Pam is here. She's a spiritual director and dream coach, taking your calls. Arizona incoming. What's your dream?
Okay, here's the kind of dream I've had like 3 or 4 times over my lifetime, and it's where I'm not flying, but I'm floating on air currents, and I'm feeling very amazed that I can do it. And I travel big distances, and I'm able to land without killing myself.
You are Superwoman. That's my interpretation.
You have an untapped superpower, Arizona.
It's kind of like I'm just floating, like these air currents are holding me up.
Yeah, so it feels to me like you're just being supported in your waking life when that dream happens. You're getting a little bit of extra uplift that you're not having to work very hard for.
Do you ever wonder if maybe you were a bird in a previous life and you're dreaming about your past life where that actually happened?
Well, I stand on one leg a lot, so maybe I was a flamingo.
Oh, there it is.
There you go. You were a bird. Even though, do flamingos even fly?
No.
No, they don't. Uh-oh. I meant that metaphorically, Kara. Of course I know that.
There Jeez. You go.
All right.
There you go. It's all symbols.
Arizona, have a great day, my love.
Thank you. You too.
All right. You had a dream you want to talk about, 404-741-0985. It's Sweet Georgia Pam on B98.5. B98.5, 80s, 90s. And now we are here with spiritual director and dream coach, Sweet Georgia Pam. She's been on the show before and was so good at interpreting dreams and letting you know, because you have a dream. You wake up and you're either disturbed or you're happy. You don't really know. And they mean something about it. It's usually something for your subconscious. And so Sweet Georgia Pam is able to pull that out and kind of help you out with that. Cynthia in Atlanta, what'd you dream about?
I hadn't seen my granddaughter, and my granddaughter came to me in a dream.
And I just want to know what that means because I hadn't seen her in almost 3 years.
How old is your granddaughter?
She's 6 years old.
And when she came to you in a dream, what else happened in that dream?
She just came to me and just looked. And I tried to explain to her that it wasn't me, that it's her dad won't allow us to see her.
Mm-hmm.
And she just stood there, and I really miss her, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, so it sounds like you were working to get some opportunity to develop a relationship with your granddaughter where she is now. If she was her current age when she showed up in the dream, then that's what it feels like to me, that you're just reaching out to her in any way that you can and trying to get some an opportunity to connect with her.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I really appreciate it.
I hope to God that you are able to have a relationship with your granddaughter and that you guys work all that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so we'll ask everybody to pray for you guys that you can work through that, okay?
Okay, man, I appreciate it.
All right, my love, have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Sweet Georgia Pam, Amanda in Atlanta.
On my dream, my stepdaughter had passed, but she was coming to visit me to tell me where her body was. And in the dream, I didn't know that she had passed, but she was coming to see me, and she was telling me that her body was at a particular address. And then the police came to say that she had died. And I was like, she wasn't dead. She's been here coming to see me every day. And then they told me the address that they found her body at.
Okay.
And it was the same address I dreamed about.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is your stepdaughter alive in real life?
Yes.
Okay. So what does that mean when you have a dream that somebody who is very much alive? First of all, what a relief to wake up from that dream and realize that the first thing you do is you call your stepdaughter, like, I love you so much.
Absolutely,
but what
yes.
does it mean?
Yeah, when you dream of somebody that's alive, but in the dream they have died. So usually it means that some transition is happening in your relationship with that person. Maybe they are moving to a new town, or maybe something's going on that is going to shift their relationship. Even with a mother and a daughter, it could be a marriage that changes the relationship
right.
in a major way.
I used to, my father passed away in 2000, and for years after, and it was suddenly of a heart attack. And so, of course, my dreams were that he was alive but sick, and that I was in an opportunity to, like, have him take care of himself desperately.
Right.
The opposite, I will tell you, is the worst, when somebody's alive in your dream and then you wake up and they've already, you know what I mean?
You can get a good a mix of unconscious material there. If you have somebody pass away suddenly, you can dream the really good things, like maybe that they you need to get some closure, and so you dream of some good opportunities to communicate with them, or you can have some of that anxiety, that pressure valve gets released, all that stuff that's been built up, and you can have some nightmares as well. But either way, it means that you're processing the information.
Spiritual director, dream coach, Sweet Georgia Pam, can I ask you one more question?
Absolutely.
Is it true that, you know, when you have that dream where you're falling and you're falling and you're falling, and you usually wake up before you land?
Yes.
Is it true that if you actually land in your dream that you die?
I have heard that question. Here's the thing. You'll never know.
Sweet Georgia Pam, everybody.
You never know.
Did you have one quickie? You look like you're jumping out of your seat. Do you have a question or no?
Oh, we've been talking off the air.
Oh, so you just naturally look like you're jumping out of your seat. It's just out of general excitement.
Totally.
All right, Sweet
this
Georgia Pam, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I have a website, sweetgeorgiapam.com, and you can contact me there.
All right, if you're on the line, we'll still take some calls off the air here for broadcast at a later date.
Perfect.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.